Welcome to the Native Diamond Podcast.
Oh, shit! What you waiting for?
What's going on, everyone? Seth Benjamin here. Hope y'all are having a great day. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's good to be back. We're still in the month of January. Birthday month is almost over. It's crazy to think I'll be 32 in a few days. Well, like next Tuesday. But, you know, I feel like during a birthday month, you're probably reflecting on a lot of things that have happened in your life, or, you know, so on and so forth. It's just crazy to think of all the things that, you know, me and my friends have been through, and me and my wife, me and my family, and I'm sure, you know, a lot of people can relate to that. It's that, like, beginning of the year, so there's a lot of reflecting going on, you know, what's going to change, what's different, you know, so on and so forth. I don't know, it's been reflecting a lot, I guess, lately, as I mentioned with the birthday month, but, you know, my wife's been traveling a lot, so it's just been a lot of, you know, honestly, just a lot of by yourself activities. I definitely do miss my wife, sitting alone here. It's kind of boring, not gonna lie. You know, I love playing music and all that, but there's only so much you can do by yourself before you start kind of wanting some type of human interaction, before you start feeling kind of insane. I've just been, you know, been a recluse in my studio, which is, like, good, because if I'm not hanging out in the stew, I'm probably spending money or going out to a bar or something like that. You know, I'm trying to do less than that. You know, I'm tired of spending money all the time just to go out, go to the bar, you know, trying to be a little bit more responsible, which is weird to say, I guess, but at some point you have to do it. You know, I always tried to live, you know, as I like to think, 110% all the time, which, you know, seeps into, like, overindulging and all that. I don't have deep enough pockets for that shit, so there's no point in trying to ball out during the week. I mean, there's a lot of perks, though, throughout the week, just because, you know, where I work, I'm able to prepare something that I can equally split with myself, and it's, like, a big portion of food. So being a chef definitely has perks of, like, I don't necessarily always have to pay for food unless, like, it's some extra shit. So, boom, there is a perk there. And while I'm on the subject, we're just kind of moving along here. I don't know. I want to talk about something that I can definitely, you know, have a hand in. Basically, the question is, what's better, being a personal or private chef, or, you know, being a chef in a restaurant chef, whatever. I don't want to get too complex of, like, the hotel realm and all this. I know there's, like, obviously so many different opportunities out there in the culinary field, but I just want to talk about, too, that I am more familiar with, I guess. You know, I don't really have the shit mapped out or anything. There's not like bullet points here, but I'm just going to spitball most of it. But, you know, I did have this topic in mind. Being in a restaurant can be very draining, not only to your physical, but like your mental, emotional in a way. I will speak on this. I know a lot of people, guys in particular, you know, coming from different backgrounds and whatever, don't like to speak on mental issues, you know, or talk about their emotions or whatever. Being as I've always been that artsy fartsy, you know, music and arts kind of guy. I don't have a problem with it. I feel like, you know, it's more beneficial to me to be a little bit more transparent, especially with like music and stuff like that, so it doesn't bother me. But, you know, I realize that if I don't voice these things, that no one's really going to speak on them. So I have to at least be one voice, even if I'm not the voice or the face of it. But, I mean, I've missed so much in my personal life due to the sacrifices I had to make working in a restaurant. As far as that type of chef life. And I hate to say it. I mean, I really do. I was career chasing at the time. I was just really driving, you know, because I wanted to be like on that Michelin level of chefing. I wanted to be, you know, able to cook for like a Gordon Ramsay or something like that. I don't know why Gordon Ramsay comes to mind, but, you know, just somebody that has a higher standard than me at the time. And, you know, I was just really like pushing for excellence in my career. I was really chasing it, but that comes with like a lot of sacrifices. Not like a woe is me story, but you know, maybe you're tuning in because you are a chef, or maybe you're tuning in because you're one of those people who always wanted to be a chef, which is awesome. Not knocking that at all. Some people's mental is structured better for this type of thing. Their upbringing allows them to juggle both things and truly have a balance. Maybe it's not even about that in particular, the chefing or the stress or whatever. Maybe it comes down to how we treat our bodies. I mean, late nights, early mornings, close opens, open the close, you know, vice versa, all that. All the caffeine, all the late night drinking and partying. Yes, that does happen in the restaurant setting. Yes, those types of people tend to kind of gravitate towards these jobs. I mean, I don't know why there's a type, but there's definitely a type. And if you've worked in restaurants, you can relate. So it's not just like a me thing or like my friend thing or, you know, whoever, my cousin or whoever. Whoever you try to escape it on. But, you know, it really is about that type of industry. So, you know, maybe that type of destructive behavior is why it's so challenging for us to stay sane and stay sane and, be a contributing, functioning member of society. I don't know. You know, I've been thinking about that a lot lately, but I mean, the question at hand, personal chef, restaurant chef, the point I was trying to make was like, you know, with restaurant life, I've had to make a lot of sacrifices because of my schedule, you obviously have to work these holidays. You know, depending on your restaurant, depending on what their schedule is for holidays and which holidays, you know, they take off or whatever. I mean, I've worked at restaurants that were closed on different holidays. Like, you know, I remember being at Napa on Providence and, like, they would be closed, like, 4th of July and the Super Bowl and, you know, certain days. Maybe Labor Day or Memorial Day, I don't remember. It was, like, one of those, but, you know, the point was, it wasn't beneficial for them to be open, you know. I know some places are open on Thanksgiving, which sucks, and you're having to work Thanksgiving, whether it be prep that morning or slinging turkeys until 2, and then you get to go home. I've been in those environments numerous times, many times. But, you know, those are things about the restaurants. Because it's structured to be like, you know, whatever your hours are, 11 to, let's just say 11 to 10 or something like that, you're still having to go in before 11, obviously. So say you open at 9, someone calls out, you're stuck there. You're stuck because your leaf isn't showing up all of a sudden. So now you're working from 9 till midnight or whatever fucking time. Your ass will be lucky to get out of there because obviously it's not structured on a set time frame of, oh, I'm going to get out at 8 because my fucking schedule says 8. That's not how that works. You know, you're going to get out when your team's in good shape. You're not going to leave your team hanging. That'd be like, you're like in the fourth quarter and your kicker doesn't want to kick the fucking shit because he's like, yeah, we're up by, you know, we're up by 7, so it doesn't fucking matter. You know, I'm not going to kick the fucking extra point. Who cares? You know, like, you're not going to leave your people hanging. I hope that was a good analogy. I don't know. But I don't know. There's a lot of cons to restaurant chefing, in my opinion. Call outs, especially now after COVID. Say you're short on prep. You're having to do like 10 things at once. I guess there's some stability in it, being that you know what you're going to do every day, I guess. In a restaurant world, like, you're going to go in there at this time, you're going to bang out X, Y, and Z. You're going to do this at, you know, 10 o'clock, or, you know, you're going to throw the potatoes in at this time every day, you know, like, whatever it is. You have more of a structured day, I guess, daily. Repetitive menu, that kind of sucks. So I don't know. I haven't really felt like that was for me. And, you know, people are just fucking made different. So, you know, things that work for me might not work for you and vice versa. I mean, everyone's different, but my opinion, restaurant chef life kind of sucks, depending on if you work for a good company or not, if you're getting benefits or not. And I would say creativity, because I feel like it's not all about the money, you know. If you're creative, you're going to be happy. If you're creative, you're going to be in a more positive headspace when you come to work. Because you can just do whatever. You don't have to make the same shrimp tacos every fucking day of your life. There's that. So I don't know. But now let's talk about my favorite jobs I've had so far. It's just been private chef, personal chef kind of stuff. Like right now, I work at Juneberry Ridge, Norwood. It's a farm. I love it. I mean, I can't really think of anything. You know, it's like a job, like any job. You know, there's going to be little things that can be hit or miss or whatever, but I think working on more of a private level, it allows a lot more like creativity. If I want to try something, I can try it. I'm not stuck to, I have to do this because at 11:30, someone's going to be asking for a quesadilla. So I got to make sure I got enough shit portion for the day. And, obviously it's a different beast. And I feel like there are some cons to it. As far as, making sure that you're staying busy and trying to reinvent things or like perfect things or whatever it is. Because sometimes it just feels like you don't really have so much structure. So I feel like if you're more of a structured person, you'd probably have a lot more trouble with this type of job. Because you have to be told what to do, and I don't know. It just depends on how much you're going to take it upon yourself to try to do new things and really push yourself, I guess. I hope that makes sense. I don't know. But I mean, there's a lot of pros to it. Honestly, to me, like, your hours are better. You can kind of float around your event. So it's like, okay, I know this needs to be done at this time. So, hell, maybe I can go in a little bit later in the day. It doesn't matter. I don't necessarily even have to be there in the morning. I can be there, like, at night or whatever it is. So that's kind of cool. You can just kind of plan around your own scheduling or whatever, like whatever event you have coming up. Make sure I have this, banged out for this day or whatever. So, yeah, it's cool because, like, you can come in a little bit later some days. You can come in a little earlier some days, stay later this day to make your hours, meet up or whatever. I guess some cons would be, like, when you have something big, considering you're more on a personal private level, you would probably have to outsource more employees because you don't have but a few people like helping you out, and that's your team. So there's that. I hope this is like helpful, valuable type information. If not, then whatever, skip this fucking section, okay? I'm almost done with it anyway, so yeah, that's really all I got. I mean, I haven't really had that great of a time with being a restaurant chef, but like I said, I'm not knocking it. I'm sure there's great places out there that give out bonuses, and you work amongst a very strong team. I'm sure even at a higher level, if you could find the more boutique type restaurants, I'm sure those are better, and your life feels a little bit more kind of structured, like as far as the schedule, because if it is owned by a chef, the chef doesn't want to like be there like Outback Steakhouse hours, they want to go home too. So anyway, moving on. For me, the win is private personal chef. If you have an opportunity to explore that option, I would definitely do that. Even if, like, you could do something for yourself and then maybe sling something else on the side, that way you're not tied directly to, like, a restaurant or whatever, I think that would work for you. It seems like now, especially with, like, COVID, there's a lot of people that observe different diets. So, maybe put yourself on a keto diet just because and learn some keto recipes and then be a fucking keto private chef and make your money there. I mean, I feel like, Chef Knives for Hire or something like that, or what am I trying to say? Meal Preppers. I feel like they have a lot to offer to the game too. A lot of people are kind of scared. I know I was, and I still am, to really explore that. Like 100%. I mean, like, you know, just to be a caterer on your own, it's just hard to have that constant revenue, I guess. Consistent revenue, whatever. And constant, whatever. Anyway, moving on. We're going to move on. It's fun to talk about, but but damn, hope you guys are having a good week. I really do appreciate y'all tuning in. I know I kind of got on a rant there about that. Not really a rant, but on a roll. And, you know, that was something I was really thinking about earlier. I was like, trying to think of like what I could really talk about on the show. Not gonna lie. Because like there's some construction going on across our property, not our property, but the neighboring, and they're fucking tearing down all types of shit in the woods. I feel like this is long enough into the podcast where I can start cussing a little bit more and bringing out a little bit more of myself, because all the people that don't give a shit about me have probably tuned on. So this is a good mental check to be like, okay, green light's on, mom's away, drop my phone, we're good to go. Guess I finished the rest of my drink. I had another drink somewhere, I swear to God. Oh well. It's probably downstairs. But anyway, they're tearing down all types of trees, clearing a bunch of land back there. So it's been fucking loud. I was like, you know, even if I wanted to play a video game or really watch TV, like, it was just so loud. That, like, bobcat in the woods out there, whatever it is. Some type of fucking something. Something's going on. Something's going on out there. You know, I do kind of want to apologize to the people that, you know, may have tuned in the past or maybe started to follow the podcast because, you know, I used to talk more about like hardcore and metal music and stuff like that. Not that I don't like those things anymore. I still like and enjoy those few favorite bands that I have that play metal and stuff like that. But, I don't know. I just don't feel like, I'm trying to harbor a bunch of like hate, I guess is what I'm trying to say. You know, I've really tried to change the way I think about stuff. I feel like with hate for me, I was like harboring a lot of like past feelings, like, you know, feelings that only got brought up when I was doing basically at my worst. You know, like old childhood type memories or, you know, that sort of thing. And it just kind of puts me in a dark space. And, you know, not saying that sad country music is any better or whatever. I have my fill of that too, but, you know, I guess what I'm trying to say is the more I like would reflect on the past, things that hurt me, things that were like tough or like hard to get over. The more I thought about it and sulked in it, it just made my life hell. And it was like literally waking up super depressed and then hating that feeling, adding on to it and just being like a fucking snowball of hate, you know, just the more I walked around, I was just like gravitating more of that energy, and like I couldn't enjoy anything, and I'm sure I wasn't too fun to be around. I mean, I don't know why I thought like that would be the answer. And also, like, you know, I know, like, metal's not all about that. You know, I know. There's so many different types of metal and yada, yada. You know, there are those bands that I still enjoy. So it's not like I'm gotten away from it. But, like, I just kind of got tired of the reaction side of it, too. Like, I was doing a bunch of reactions all the time. Oh my God, it would take me like 3 days to put out a video, because one day you'd have to record, the next day you'd have to edit, third day you're promoting, and I was just like, I don't know, I just didn't really feel like I was really enjoying it anymore. I just felt like a production team, and like I don't have the best, like, not saying I need the best computer or whatever, you know, I started on my fucking iPhone, but like there was more steps, you know, like when I had to do it on my iPhone, there was just more steps to it, and I couldn't do it as long. And, you know, my Mac, the Mac that we have is like, I don't know, it's not like brand new or anything. So I just can't keep up with like recording, and I don't know, I'm just not like trying to come up with excuses or whatever, I'm just saying like I just didn't really like it, it didn't really feel authentic to me. So where I was trying to go with this is like, I apologize that I guess like I don't have the same subject matter as before. I don't really talk about hardcore and metal music anymore. It is what it is, man. I even tried the ghost story thing for a second, and I was like, you know, that'd be fun, but you know, honestly, I want to keep this to not really having a gimmick. And I really thought about it, and I was like, you know, I'm going to try stuff and it's going to work. And, you know, next episode I might fucking scrap it because I'm still trying to figure it out. And I don't really want to have like a gimmick, so to speak. Just because, I mean, I don't know. I don't like gimmicky shit. Like, I don't tune in to any podcast that, you know, I really listen to in particular, because I feel like I'm going to get some informational, I'm going to get something out of it. No, I tune in because it's entertaining and it feels like I'm around company. I'm around my friends. Maybe they, I know that, you know, the person or the host or whatever, they might be in the same headspace as me. So that might be cool too. You know, just kind of hearing what's going on in their life at the moment, or, you know, that sort of thing. I don't know. But anyway, all I was trying to say was, I'm sorry. That's it. Anyway. Oh, another big thing going on. Hold on. Let me get my water, because I'm kind of dying. I thought about taking a break, but I don't feel like it. I'm good. I figured I would have to hit the old restroom, but I'm good. We are good today. Anyway, what I was going to say is my childhood best friend is getting married, and he asked yours truly to be his best man. Shout out Cody. Not going to say his government name, not going to throw out his whole name, but shout out Cody. Excuse me. Anyone that knows me personally knows that, you know, I grew up this guy. He has grown up to be a very awesome, you know, man, father, all that. He's a very, like, selfless guy. I feel like I'm practicing my speech kind of at the same time right now. Low-key, kind of spitballing what I'm going to say for the best man speech. Which kind of makes me nervous, too. Because I don't know. It's like one of the situations where don't give me too much responsibility. This could end badly. Like, I don't want to be the person who makes the fucking, who tries to be funny during my speech. And then I say something and people are offended. I've done that before. I'm only speaking from experience. I made a speech at my sister's wedding. Try to be funny. I was like 20 at the time, so maybe my sense of humor was a little too young for the crowd. I didn't read the room properly. Maybe I shouldn't have. I mean, if I could take it back, I wouldn't have said the joke. Anyway, we're not going to go down that path of weddings, but I feel like every wedding has just a little bit of drama, too. Not saying, like, this is going to be dramatic. I'm sure at some points it might be for someone. Just in speaking in general, not speaking badly about the people, the party, any of that. Not to get scrutinized the wrong way. That's not what I'm trying to say. But I just feel like most weddings, you know, it just, I mean, we've seen the movies, you know, we've probably lived to tell the tale. What a weird, tell the tale. those have experienced that, I don't know, I'm just trying to think of something in particular, but not too specific, because I don't want to blast anyone. But I don't know, I can think of a couple stories. I'm sure you can too. But yeah, I don't know. Weddings are kind of fun, but kind of stressful at the same time. When he asked me to be the best man, I didn't hesitate, like, no, but, you know, I did kind of make a joke to myself, like, damn, there's going to be a lot of obligation. But, you know, honestly, when it's all said and done, and, you know, after the ceremony and you get through all that, and y'all get to dance and get drunk with your friends. Honestly, that's when it all comes together, and that's when, you know, people cry and all that kind of shit. I mean, people cry the whole time, but that's when those moments really sink in, because, you know, it's your friends. He was at my wedding, brought his camper up there in Asheville, and, you know, I just really appreciate that. So shout out my buddy Cody growing up. I had a lot of ride or die moments, like jumping his mom's Camaro, jumping his mom's Mustang, Dukes of Hazzard style, on this huge hill in Albemarle, catching air, and the girl in the back hitting her head on the roof. I mean, what more can you ask for? A childhood friend taking your parents' vehicle and defying gravity, totally fucking up the alignment. But anyway, I'm almost done, I promise. Hope you guys have been enjoying the episode. I mean, I'm just hanging out, really. I did kind of mention before about the drinking and chef life and stuff like that. Me personally, I'm just kind of just sharing, I guess, but I've kind of decided to take like a break from drinking. I know you're a psychopath. No, but like I would drink like a few every day. And then I'm, you know, basically drinking like a case of beer when it's all said and done, probably at the end of the week. You know, on top of whatever, you know, liquor we get into, or whiskey or vodka or whatever it is. Not that we're like, you know, pounding Vegas bombs at the kitchen bar, but you know, I like a good mixed drink or a cocktail or a beer every now and then. And I don't know, I just felt like I was drinking every day. And I just don't want to live my life doing that every single day. I just feel like, you know, all jokes aside, I mean, the holidays were here. That's always kind of hard for me, but, you know, Halloween comes, you kind of start drinking from like Halloween, and then it rolls into Thanksgiving, and then it rolls into Christmas, and then here we are like in my birthday month, whatever, I'm getting close. So it's like, you know, we've been kind of just drinking since like Halloween, and it's been like a few every day, a couple of beers, you know. You think like that doesn't really like matter, I guess, in the grand scheme of things, a couple of beers a night. But shit, man, I don't know. I guess because I never really took care of myself in my 20s, my 30s. Yeah, I'm only fucking 31. God, my 30s. I don't know, being 30, I just felt it a lot more. You know, hangovers last like 2 days, not just like one day anymore. So, gotta be careful. And anyway, hold on. Trying to get through this podcast. But hell, this is like one of the first ones that I've really done not drinking. So this might be a better episode. Well, even with the podcast, I mean, it's always just been like a fun time thing, and I'll have like maybe a drink or whatever. You know, like I have a couple beers and then have a beer when I start the beginning of the episode. But I don't know. I just don't want to feel like, well, first off, I don't want to feel sick every fucking day of my life. Not that I feel sick every day, but you definitely feel like, you know, whereas I'm probably people would feel like 100%, you feel like 75%. I would even say that. Like, let's just be real. You know, even if it's like a little hangover or just like just a little off. Say you had like 5 beers that night and it just hit you wrong because you didn't eat a lot. And then you feel that 25% the next day is gone. That's what I'm talking about. But I don't know. I just want to see like if my mental health gets better. I do want to lose some weight. I mean, I was like trying to hold out because I was like, my birthday month is coming. I'm going to drink probably the whole month. Not like every fucking day, but, you know, at least on the weekends. But I don't know. I'm just tired of fucking like I said, feeling like shit. I haven't really been eating as much as I have been, like, since I got my new job, just because I don't know. I'm not in the restaurant setting anymore, so it's not like, oh, there's some fries here, I'm bored, you know, like, just being honest, like, there's not so much grazing going on. Like, I'm not just, like, picking up a tortilla chip and, I'm like, oh, I'm going to grab a little bit of queso. Fuck it. You know? Not as much snacking, I guess. Which is honestly a good thing. But anyway, it's not the health conscious podcast. But who knows? It could be one day. But no, I'm just trying to take care of myself a little bit better. I don't want to, like, fuck myself in the future to where I can never drink again or whatever. Or be in a bad, you know, position of, like, a health standpoint, to where, like I said, I don't know. I just don't want to be in a situation where I just screw myself because I just drank too much right now. I'm not really thinking about, like, how I'm going to feel later on. And I don't know. Just don't want to keep living like that. Like, honestly, like, my goal is I would like to be able to drink when, you know, it's like a special occasion. And not just because, like, oh, I had a hard day at work, you know. You know, not that I have to, like, raw dog life. You know, I'm still going to visit my local hemp store. I'm not a psychopath. I do enjoy smoking every now and then, that kind of thing, but, you know, from a legal standpoint. But I don't know, I just don't want to end up like my dad, who basically had to choose sobriety because, you know, he could never, like, balance it. So I just want to be able to enjoy it, specific times, you know, good times and all that, not just because I need to get away from that. So I don't know, that's the change I'm trying to make, really. Who knows if it'll last, but I mean, honestly, I've been going for like 4 days. I don't know, 4 days, it's like, oh, but I'll probably have a beer on my birthday, obviously. But I don't know. I just don't want to do it every day, like I said. So, like, I'm just going to try to keep that up for as long as I can. I was thinking about doing, like, a dry month in February. Probably going to still keep that up unless, like, I have, like, wine on Valentine's or something like that. But, yeah, I just want to get back to, like, feeling good and, I don't know, just being the best me. Yeah, this podcast has kind of turned from a lot of things, okay, but don't really want to talk about music so much anymore. It's not really, there's just so many people who do it better, and there's more people that are like in the music industry, and I'm not trying to act like I am one or very knowledgeable about it. I can only really speak about myself and like what I'm doing at the time. I guess just kind of witnessing kind of me growing up, like, honestly, just be real. I did initially start this podcast with the intent of kind of just like leaving behind stories, me growing up that way. Like, you know, the intention was like, if I started a family or whatever, heck, I mean, if I have a kid or something like that, they can like rewind these back and kind of see like who I was as a person or like what I was into. Didn't really feel like that was getting that point across with the first initial podcast. I didn't really want to rebrand. Let's start a new one. I was like, I don't really care. I mean, metal is a huge part of my life. It is a big part of who I am. I was always like that metalhead, hardcore kid, skateboarder growing up, and I'll always be that kid. Doesn't matter if I'm into, you know, riding horses now or shooting a gun tomorrow, it fucking doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what I choose tomorrow. I'll always be a part of what I had coming up. And, you know, who I was. I guess all I ask now is that I'm older and, you know, even if you don't really know me, always try to judge me off of the most present person, you know, the most up-to-date, you know, because I feel like we as people, we're always, like, trying to upgrade ourselves or, you know, our lives. We're not going to always stay the same. That'd be, like, impossible to think that we're always going to be the same. You know, it doesn't matter. That's ridiculous. Absolutely. Anyway, a lot of football going on. I promise this is the last thing. Probably not even in it for the football chat. And that's fine. And this isn't like a bait either. Like, oh, I'm going to start talking football. Oh, let's have a fucking sports podcast. No. I'm just going to talk about whatever I want. That's the beauty of it. I'm in a studio with a computer and a microphone. So this is what I got, and here's where we are. All right. So we're getting on down there, you know? We're really getting on down there. We're going to see Jacksonville versus Kansas City. I'm actually really excited about this. Two quarterbacks that I just want to see go head-to-head. Honestly, at this point, I'm not going to say like anyone has an advantage right now, Jacksonville or Kansas City, but I just want to see it. I can't wait. I love getting down to the nitty-gritty of it, getting down to the, you know, we're getting close to the grand finale. Can't wait to see who's going to be in the Super Bowl. New York Giants versus Philly. Still interesting. It's crazy that, you know, out of the East, you got the Giants, Philly, and Dallas. I mean, I don't know. I just think it's pretty crazy. But really, I'm just pulling for San Fran to go all the way. No offense to Dallas fans. You know, as far as the NFC goes, I just want to see San Fran go. You know, my dad, you know, kind of raised me to be like a Niners fan until we moved to Carolina. Then he kind of converted because I was like five or whatever. Bought my first Panthers jersey and I was like kind of hooked ever since. But, you know, my dad's team was always the Niners. So that's kind of why I always had my liking for him and I still will. Not gonna lie, I still have Niners gear. I mean, I grew up in a family of Niners fans. I do pull for Panthers, but you know, our seasons are short-lived. You know, if Niners ever hit the playoffs, that's who I pull for. Buffalo would be cool to see out of the AFC, just to be honest. Josh Allen, he did a great job. I had Singletary as my fantasy running back all season. So if I had to pick two to go to the Super Bowl, I'm going to go with Buffalo and San Fran. That's the one I would like to see the most. And honestly, that feels like the most like 1990s kind of feel that you can go for. Just be honest. But yeah, I really can't wait to see. I don't know. I guess I'm just not really interested in the Philly game at all. I'm good with all three games. Like, I'm probably going to watch all of them. I definitely have my shit set to record the games just in case something happens. I can't watch it. I'm still going to watch it. I still want to like rewatch it. This is the time of the season where I start to like really watch and get into it more, because it just feels like sometimes during the season it just doesn't feel like they're playing, you know, as hard as a college team would. But I mean, you know, a college kid has more to lose than these guys, you know. Guys that are in the NFL have a secure spot, and, you know, they don't have to worry about not being able to play. They can make a kind of long-term career path out of it. So, I don't know. It just feels like college kids play harder. More is that on the line for them, maybe, their future, whatever it is. I don't know, in my opinion. But, like, towards the end of the football season for NFL, when you get into, like, playoff mode and Super Bowl mode, I feel like they do play harder because, you know, they want to make it to the big game, right? I don't know. As far as, like, the shit being scripted or not, I don't fall for all that. They would have to do a lot to pull that off. At times, I feel like, yeah, probably. Like, you know, Peyton Manning's retirement came and he was in the Super Bowl and Cam didn't dive on the fucking football that he, like, the missed snap or whatever it was. Like, that was some bullshit, man. Like, I just, that felt fucking fake. I'm not gonna lie, that felt super fake. That felt scripted. You know, he, of course, had to win the Super Bowl and retire. A future Hall of Famer, imagine that. But maybe it's just that good. Maybe, I don't know. Like, it's kind of fucking dumb. But anyway, salty Panthers fan goes on podcast and rants about football. Anyway, that's all I got. I'm trying to be consistent with the podcast. I know. This probably isn't what you want. Who knows? Maybe it is. Who knows? Maybe it's good company. Maybe you're a friend. Maybe you're just hanging out. Maybe you got nothing going on. You're on the road. You just don't want to feel like you're by yourself. So anyway, I just want to offer more personal stories. You know, be a voice for mental health. You know, be a friend. Talk about some experiences, chefing, music. Yeah. Because, you know, I'm not on tour or anything, but I do play live every now and again. So that's cool. So, yeah, here we go. This year is panning out, looking good. So hopefully we can keep it rolling. I do appreciate every single one of you for tuning in. Appreciate that. And I hope you guys tune in for another episode. Until then, we out. We out here. Have a good day, night, whatever. Bye. Shine on.
Shine on.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Hell yeah.